MyMag.com podcast, Macworld Expo 2007, podcast number 2.
The next generation of radio, it's the MyMac.com podcast.
It's Thursday. Macworld has been going on now for, geez, how long has it been? It's been a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're
Has it been like a month and a half or so?
One day for me.
We're joined at the table by Bakari, finally getting him on the podcast. How you doing, Bakari?
Glad to be here. Glad to see you here, Tim.
The big man, Guy Searle.
Hello, hello.
Walking up behind John is John Nemirovsky.
Hi again.
And I don't know who this guy is over here.
I'm just hanging out.
Owen Rubin joins us, and It's a pretty fun show, and I'm Tim Robertson, by the way.
Hi. Oh, is that who you are?
That's who I am.
I'm trying to join you, but I can't get my voice that low.
Sometimes you have to talk like this.
We'll fix it in post edit.
That's right. Yeah, we can add filters.
Very
good. So, really, this expo seems to be all about the iPhone. I'm almost getting tired of hearing about it. The iPhone haters now are coming out of the woodworks, including Cisco. They're suing Apple. I guess there was no legal agreement in place already.
Right after it was announced, there was something I saw in the press that said that Apple had come to an agreement with Cisco in order to use the name iPhone. But then by that evening, there was already something happening.
Well, so this morning they said in the paper that Cisco had sent them the agreement to sign on Tuesday after the announcement,
and then
wasn't signed.
Apple never signed it.
No, that was sent from Cisco to Apple to be signed, I guess they never got it back.
So that's why they're suing?
Yeah, because they didn't have the right to release the name.
Well, they should have just...
There is another product called the iPhone.
Right.
That was announced, 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah,
three weeks ago.
What was that?
Cisco's owned that trademark since 2002.
Yeah. But up until 2 weeks ago, they didn't even have a product for it, though. I mean, they were just.
Well, nevertheless, they
own
the name.
Yeah.
They can have named a tree in their backyard the iPhone. It's their name.
Yeah, but you have to think about the I moniker sort of belongs to Apple, so who are they trying to kid with iPhone?
That's not their right by birth, though.
Yeah, I agree. You're right.
You know, so what's going on? Roger Bourne posted a blog up at the MyMac.com site that says basically he thinks that they did it on purpose, they being Apple, so that they can call it the iPhone when it's first released, but you know what, for legal reasons, we're going to have to change the name.
Kind of like
something like the...
Apple phone?
ITV.
Now how about Apple phone?
Apple TV.
Yeah, because ITV is a company. So
Apple phone, that's a horrible name. Come on.
Yeah.
Apple phone is horrible.
Well, look at it this way. It's
the iPod phone?
That's horrible.
It's an iPod. It's a phone. It frees your creativity. Let's call it the IP freely.
Let's be honest. Who named this product? It wasn't Apple. It wasn't Steve Jobs. Mac users have named this product a long time ago.
Good point.
The iPhone. The rumor mill.
Yeah, but... The Apple users...
You can't say anything now.
No, I can't. sorry, I shot my load. I'm done.
So there's probably more questions after the presentation, after everybody got a chance to sit down and think about what this product is. Everybody's starting to ask questions that there are no answers to yet.
So let's change the subject.
So Apple also releases the AirPort Extreme.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah. Maybe they could call it the phone book. It is an OS X computer.
We have to take the press credentials from Owen now.
Bing.
Well, but it is the handheld Mac now, right?
So
it's Intel inside.
Yes, you're right.
It's Intel.
It's got OS X on it.
Intel says they did not supply the silicon for the iPhone.
There is no Intel chip in there.
No.
I would like to know how closed is the Mac OS and they call it the Mac OS is running on there, but is it free BSD? I mean, what is that?
That was one of the questions in my blog, was whether or not it could run other applications.
Other than a very select few, nobody's really had a chance to play with it. And chances are we won't until probably March or April.
Well, even those who've had a chance to play with it, they've got to push the buttons, let's be honest. They haven't taken it out in the real world.
Or pried the top off.
Are you talking about an engineering point of view, a branding point of view, or a marketing point of view?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, someone on the blog said it was Intel inside. So someone answered my blog and said it was Intel inside. I don't know how they knew that.
Well,
said yes, it was an Intel chip inside, but you would think Intel would have advertised that.
So everybody here has walked the showroom floor, not all of it. Owen's only been here for, what, half a day already.
Yeah.
There's no way you walked the entire floor. But from what, we'll start with Owen, from what you've seen on the floor, what have you been the most impressed with so far?
The problem is I haven't seen enough yet. It impresses me that H&R Block is back with a Macintosh tax product. I think they'd be embarrassed to show up, but there they are.
Well,
they said
every,
they got
a... Every 3 years they come out with a new version, and they go, we're back. And then, so
and then they
leave. Assume that in 2008 they're gone.
Yeah, next year they'll be gone, and they'll be back the year after
and there'll
that.
Be no tools to export that out for
well, see,
just
that,
like
they
last
that
time.
So that they can sell the full version again instead of an update.
Well, I will give them credit. Their pricing is good, and their product was good. I mean, I was one of those people who switched to it at one point. So they had a good product, and then they just sort of went away saying there was no demand.
Yeah,
and I went and asked them today, and they said, oh, there was a lot of demand, and people hit, so we had to come back. Where were you last year?
Yeah, oh, 1 year Owen is singing their praises. The next year he's like, God,
where are they?
It.
Yeah, it's like, where'd they go?
This is unacceptable. I'll never support them. Oh, they're back. Hey, how you guys doing?
They must die.
No, I mean, I had to hand-enter all my data from that product back into TurboTax.
Yeah,
so
that's just
it's just,
fun.
I'm not sure I would take the risk again. I mean, I'm sorry to put him down because it was a very good product, but I don't know if I would take that risk
it's
again.
It's more than once bitten, twice shy.
So I did
you
talk to the guy.
You cheated on me one time, honey, and
yeah.
That was it.
I said to the guy, I said, if you leave again, you have to give us a going away gift, a converter to get us back to TurboTax. You know?
So, Bakari, you've been out there. You've been on the showroom floor taking awesome pictures, by the way. Thanks. What's catching your imagination out there? What are you thinking? I saw this little flyer that you had. What
you know,
is that?
I want to give a plug for the supercam.com. The tapeless digital movie camera. I'm kind of really liking that. I want to review it because I think it's the most exciting product I've seen, affordable product that I've seen on the floor.
Yeah, that was $299, right?
Yeah, $299, and the booth was just popping, man.
It
a lot
was,
of people
was,
really
was,
were
was,
excited.
It
yeah,
it was packed.
Yeah, so supercam.com. I think
and,
I really want to check it out.
Nice, what was nice about that was they had
literally
like 10 of them available,
right,
to give to people to play around.
That's
with.
Right. To walk around, you could walk around and
well, not,
play around.
You go
well,
too
no,
far.
A couple of guys walked around and brought it back. When
they
I was
actually
there.
Brought them back. How are they keeping people?
No, I don't. Hey, I don't know, but they did.
Probably take their driver's license.
Something like that. Yeah.
Nice crowd.
Nah.
So Guy,
yes.
You've been with me pretty much the whole time this week.
Yes.
I can't really
on my feet. To
yeah. I can't think of one thing that's like jumped out at me this whole week that I went, I have to have that.
Well, you know, the two things that and we'd kind of talked to them about it. Two things that I saw that I really, really liked were the NEC monitors. I thought those were very, very impressive.
That 40-inch that when we did the video review, well, it's not a review, but the video, that 40-inch
right.
That was behind me, I really do want that.
Yeah, and if NEC wants to
get
send
mine,
it to us,
yeah.
Tim lives in Battle Creek. I live in Northern Virginia. UPS.
I'm not going to suck up to UPS
delivers.
For it.
I live right down the street. Yeah. They can just. I'll come get it.
I'm not going to suck up to UPS to get one, even though they are the best company in the world. And NEC is so great. I won't do that. that was very impressive.
Do I have to get
the
my
other
boots?
Thing I
yeah,
saw?
Really,
yeah,
it's
yeah, it is
here.
Getting deep. The other thing I saw that I really, really liked was, and HP isn't the only one that does it, but the disk drive.
Yes, that was interesting.
Light scribe?
No,
what?
Well, it's...
Yeah, it's a light scribe.
You're right.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right, Owen.
Even the one that draws on the back of the disc?
Right. You know, it does require special discs to do that.
So I'm critical of that product. You have not used it yet?
No, I haven't.
To write the back of the disc is the same as writing a disc.
Right.
Okay, it has to write more bits, so it can take the equivalent of a 2x write to the disc, right? So
sure.
You write your disc, then you flip it over and you put it back, and you take another 20 minutes to write the back of the disc.
Well,
and
I
find
doing...
that just to take, I find the time it takes to be objectionable. But
is there a version 2?
But it really
uses the laser.
How often are you going to use something like that?
Well,
unless you're doing it for commercial purposes. If you do it for commercial purposes, you're not going to use a product.
Okay, so I'm a media junkie. I have lots of DVDs, and
right.
And so I do a lot of discs, and I do label them. And right now, there's a whole controversy about whether or not putting a label on the back damages the disc or not, and I won't go into that here now. But I print a label and put it on, and I've actually really thought about buying one of those printers. You drop it in the inkjet, and it prints
that's
on the back of the disc.
But see, that stuff is very expensive. That's like 80 cents a disc.
But it takes, what, 30 seconds? You use it? What's it take to print a disc?
printed disc on? Well, I use an Epson R200, about maybe...
A couple of minutes.
About a minute, yeah, a couple of minutes.
I think the LightScribe, I loved it, but it was monochrome. That was my first issue.
Right.
And it took forever to burn the picture on the back. It really was long. Now, I'm hoping the new ones have gotten faster, but they literally use the laser like they were writing the data on the disc. They just write the picture instead.
Right.
And it turns the ink a color, the dye changes color. It's beautiful, but it just was so slow.
I still kind of want to play with one, but
yeah,
if we do get one for review, we're probably going to have Guy Searle review it.
Yay.
Because he seems to really be interested. I think
yes.
You could be objective even
though
you
won't.
Well,
maybe I can borrow it from you for a week and send it back and then give you the critical side.
So
maybe I'll love it.
Nemo has been doing the meetings with companies left and right the entire week. I never see John Nemo on the floor except for one time right before we did the NEC video. That's the first time I actually saw you on the showroom floor. I went, oh my God, there's David Weeks and John Nemo.
I thought he was just living in the media room.
Yeah, I was wondering. So you've had some interesting reviews. I know there's a few products that you had to do.
Yes.
You can't talk about.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. But
what were those? No,
I was curious.
The most impressive thing is overall, as we were just talking about...
You can cough on the show.
As we were talking about during lunch, there seems to be a gradual maturity of the technology, especially for the consumer to the mid-level business. In other words, the serious consumer up into the small business. And the qualities are well-designed. For the most part, they're ready, available now. There's not a lot of vaporware for the most part. And I'm just generally impressed with the relationship between the companies and the consumers. Because in the past, it always felt like, hey, this is a good idea. Is it going to work? We're not sure. So, you know, like, come back in 6 months, and the company may not be back there in 6 months. There's a lot of consistency and a lot of development that has come into actually happen.
So biggest disappointment of the show, is there one out there that you guys think, wow, for me, it's that... It's a Macworld Expo, and there was absolutely zero reason for me to trek down a couple blocks to the Apple store and buy something that's brand new.
Well, Apple had absolutely nothing to release.
What was that?
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, nothing to take home, no update of iLife programs,
no iWork, nothing on the iPod.
I really wanted something on the iPod. I've waited to get a new iPod, and nothing there.
And now we're still waiting.
You're still waiting, so we probably won't see anything until probably maybe March, April.
Well, does anyone here think that the iPhone is going to be the new form factor?
I don't think so.
For the next generation true video iPod.
I don't.
Well, it's possible.
Yes.
I do. Yeah,
I do too. I
the whole idea of touch screen controls.
Well, you know, my whole thing was, once they've gone that route, they can't keep going the other route.
But
for it to be really usable for me, I was hoping for about a 4-inch screen, because at 4 inches, you can get a lot more detail.
But remember,
you know, one of my complaints
was to be a pocket phone, right? So they had to keep it small.
I'm not talking about the phone. I'm talking about the next gen iPod.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be the interface.
The interface that I saw for the iPod phone looks really good. I like that. The screen was sharp. I still think that if you're talking about a new iPod minus the phone, that the screen is still a little small.
But God, do you think it would be as popular as the iPod? Because I'm thinking about affordability issues, the networking costs when you want to go on there. I mean, I'm just like, you know, it's a very expensive phone. I mean, for the average user,
what were LCD?
I can't imagine anybody thinks like that. Yeah.
What were LCD prices at the beginning of 2006 as compared to the end of 2006?
I don't know.
They dropped 50% or more.
Yes, okay. We're talking about Apple. Right. So Apple has always controlled their prices. So the question is, how fast do you think this will drop? It depends on how soon they can get version 2 out, right?
Well, we haven't seen version 1 of the new
That's
iPod.
What I'm
no, it's been the iPhone.
But you know, in defense of that, I would say, you know, you think about the Trio when it first came out, it was $500 or $600 or something.
Okay.
But then it came, that was the retail price without a subscription. Or a contract, and it came down when you did buy a contract. This is the price with a contract.
Right.
I mean, that was my biggest criticism of it in the blog I did that took a lot of flaming on, was that I found it to be expensive. And then I called Singular, and Singular said the phone will not, and they said not many times, be available without a 2-year plan.
And that means you're not buying this phone at a discount with the plan. That's the price of the phone.
Right, so there was no other way to buy it.
I bet they're going to change that in order to have higher sales later on.
But then
maybe not initially, but they will.
But then I asked the other question, what else do I need? And they said, well, you need a data plan. So data plans are $10 for, you know, a minimal amount, up to $40 for all you can eat data. That phone's useless without a data plan. So now you're talking about another $40 a month
on top of
the $600 or $400 for the phone, plus the
cell phone charge.
Right. So this is not the phone for everyone because it's expensive.
Well, and depending on what kind of phone plan you have, you're looking at $100 a month or more. Just for the cell phone plan.
I must admit, I do pay that. I do pay that for my phone today, but that's two phone numbers,
exactly. I pay about $80 a month, but that's my phone and my wife's phone.
Mm-hmm. But I guarantee
I just have the one phone.
I guarantee
the only thing
sell
I use the darn thing for is for making calls.
So if I could, too. I'm not.
So
part
maybe
of,
you're not the target audience.
You're probably not.
No, what I want, I want the damn. Video.
I carry a Trio.
But
in terms of the average
I want
person,
it to have
there is no
30
average
to 60 gigs
so.
Of storage
space. He's not
space.
Speaking to the
I
average
I want
person.
It to have a 3.5 to 4-inch screen. These are the things that I want, and until I get that, I'm going to stick with my first-generation Nano. Because
are you a
all
Dish
I'm
Network
using it for
subscriber?
Right now, no, I'm the Comcast. No. The only thing I'm using the iPod for right now is audio. And unless there is a compelling reason for me to buy one,
you know,
watch video, I'm not going to do it.
Well, you know, you saw my blogs. I argued that a lot, that video on a little tiny screen is not good.
No. Here's my reason for wanting the iPhone, and it's a very simple one. I'm sick of carrying an iPod and a cell phone. I've only got so many pockets. And right now, I've got a cell phone in one and an iPod in the other.
So I have a Trio. I've hawked it a lot of times. Yep. It has an MP3 player on it, real, and another player on there. It takes SD cards. I can put 4 gigabytes of music onto it, so it holds as much as some of the smaller iPods. But it's also my telephone. It's also my calendar. It's also my personal information manager. It has a GPS navigator in it. I got one cat device in my pocket. Now, I don't expect the iPhone out of the door to replace all those things, but as I said in my blog, I want to see more applications available for it. I want to see it extend past the first few things they've done.
There's widgets in the new iPhone.
The thing I like most,
they could come out with a GPS widget.
The ability to get Google Maps and what's the voicemail thing? What is it called?
Oh, yeah, that was a very cool feature.
The visual voicemail. So
that's
you don't
a very
have
cool
to go
feature.
Through 10 voicemails. Because I get clients, and I want to be just kind of go with this one particular
voicemail like
and get that. And I do like that.
I did like that, too.
You know, but it's not worth pointing out.
You know, here's this is my two cents, but do you know what I think would make the iPhone a major success?
Give it away.
No.
Yeah, there you go.
Besides
work
that.
For me.
Open it up to developers for applications.
Applications, yeah. Like the Palm OS is.
Absolutely.
That's a good point.
And if you could do that and integrate, if the application would run on Mac OS X as well as the iPhone, it would run on both of them. Or they can at least...
They've already done it.
Because
widgets.
Of iTunes?
OS X widgets, from what I was reading, are supposed to work with the phone.
Oh, that's
interesting. No, those are the only ones that come installed. You don't get to change your own widgets because it's not a full OS X.
Right.
They look like widgets,
I mean,
but they're really not.
The strange part is we can criticize
okay.
it to death. I guarantee you they'll sell everyone they can make.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
It'll
I,
be
well,
out
I
there.
Agree
and and
that.
Somebody said, yeah. I think, in the answer to the blog that you'll go around, you'll see everybody sitting with one, you know.
Well, not everyone.
In San Francisco, you'll see it in Boston, you'll see it in New York. But will it
not
be
yet.
The iPod?
You know what, though? No, it won't be as popular as the iPod, but here's... I can guarantee you that what Owen just said is completely true. You know why? Because everybody right now is spending $249... for a warmed-over 6-year-old Nintendo GameCube called the Wii.
It's actually a very cool product.
I know, I've got one.
It's actually very cool.
But, you know,
how are your arms? You kind of like turn that,
yeah,
that thing. That thing gives
my
you.
My wife and I are
we arm?
I actually hit
arm,
the pro bowling status. So.
Oh, it's that thing gives you a workout.
I did the fighting one, and I was like, oh god.
Oh, the fighting one doesn't work very good.
I would go a different reason. The reason I think they'll sell everyone is how much were people paying for the Razr when it first came out? Wasn't
absolutely.
That $4.99
yeah.
for a little thin phone?
You know,
and
I'll,
I saw you. Nemo's got a pink one.
Hold it up to the microphone.
Honestly, and this may sound blasphemous. From
yeah, here,
a Mac
let me show
guy.
It. To, let me show it to them. Yeah, right
there. This may sound blasphemous from coming from a Mac guy, but when I first saw the iPhone, I was very impressed, and I want one. But not as much as I wanted that black Razr. When I first saw that black Razr, I went, oh, I want
you
that.
You talked about that for 20 minutes on
I did.
Podcast.
I did. And I still kind of want one. I'm just not in that big of a hurry anymore because the cell phone I got now has exactly the same software.
Right.
It just doesn't look as good.
When I got my iPhone,
I didn't have that.
And they're giving them away right now.
Oh, pretty
can't
much,
Can't you get them for
yeah,
free for
absolutely.
A 2-year contract?
But And I held off buying anything because I knew this iPhone was probably going to come out. But now that I've seen the iPhone, I do want one. And I would pick it over a Razer. But I didn't have that initial lust, I have to have it, like I did with the Razer. So, that's our podcast for Thursday.
I had one other plug. A real plug.
A real plug.
So you asked me what... I said what I didn't like, but I saw something I really did like. I'm a home automation freak. So my wife hates me. Well, X10's sort of been replaced by something called Insteon. It's this company, Smart Home. Is it Smart Home? I got to remember the name.
I've heard of them.
They have come out with a new product called Insteon, and it basically is X10 with reliability. It's two-way. Every device is a repeater. And there's a company on the floor... has it called Perceptive Automation. They're in one of the little booths in the back, and they have a product called Indigo that runs on the Mac, and it is home automation software for the Mac. And you know what? I haven't seen too many I like. I use something now called Extension, which I really like, spelled with an X, not E.
Yeah.
Extension. And it's been very good software, but it doesn't support Insteon. And this one supports Insteon and X10. And if you've thought about doing any kind of home automation, you should look at this because you don't have to be a programmer to use it. Everything is pop-up
Apple
menus.
Too.
No, AppleScript is an option, but the way the interface has so many controls, click and point and do things, that it just works. For example, it can even tell if it's raining and turn your sprinklers down.
Well, how do they set the number for each device?
So Insteon is a little different from X10. Unlike X10, we have to say A4. And
right.
Insteon, you go over and you press the button on the side of Insteon and you hold it on for 3-4 seconds.
Oh, the control panel
and then
recognizes
you run
it?
Over to this software and say, find devices, and it sends its address. So they don't have addresses like that. They have six-digit addresses that are unique to the device, and each device has a unique address when it
And
it
just broadcasts itself.
And it broadcasts. So you can actually put a switch.
Before you actually do the installation, you'd set up with your control panel with all the devices right there.
Right. So on the control panel, you press and hold the button.
Get them all recognized.
That's what I do. You press and hold the button, and then you walk over to the device you want to control, and you press and hold the button, and they're married. From now on, that button turns on and off.
That sounds really, really cool.
Insteon's very cool. It's Smart Home, I think, is the name of the company.
Yeah.
And these guys...
They've been around for a really, really long time.
It's Perceptive Automation, Perceptive Automation.com. I was impressed by this. Look for Indigo. Look for Indigo. I am going to go back and talk to them again. But they have a downloadable version. You can try it out. I'll probably end up just going and buying it because.
Can I download your hardware?
Well, the hardware you
How
can
much get, sell it for?
That's web
199. Oh, okay. I think it said 199,
yeah, on
which
okay.
was a little on the high side. Excuse me. But I liked it. I thought I've gone through
myself.
A lot of home automation, and this one was pretty cool.
We've had you on the podcast in the past, haven't we, Owen?
By phone once, yeah. I think I coughed there, too.
One of these days we need to get Owen
like
on and David Avery and have a political debate. That's...
Can I not
be there? Yeah.
Is there a 50-hour maximum?
Yeah, I tell you.
GarageBand?
So I want to thank.
We have to pick something simple, like the war in Iraq or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, something simple.
Yeah, something simple.
I want to thank John Nemo for coming on today. Owen, Guy, as always, Bakari, nice to see
you.
And next time we broadcast a podcast, I will be back in Michigan with Chad Perry at the studio.
Yep.
Probably going to have to shovel out my car when I get home.
I'll still be asleep in Northern Virginia.
No, we'll be waking Guy up via Skype.
We do want to thank you for bringing the cold weather to California.
Yes, I know.
Right.
Everybody here thinks it's cold, and I'm walking around in short sleeves going, what?
It is short sleeves.
It was, I know.
It's not cold for him.
Well,
all right, thank you.
See everyone later.
Bye.